From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. European leaders are pledging to do all they can to curtail the credit crisis that is spreading globally from the U.S. The announcement came after a meeting in Paris concerning the financial crisis. The BBC's Alistair Sanford reports from Paris.
As expected, there's to be no big bailout fund, but the four European leaders have promised to work together to support European banks in trouble. Speaking after the three-hour summit, President Sarkozy said countries would operate with their own methods, but in a coordinated manner. He also said they would look to make sure that the leaders of failed banks were punished. The President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, joined the French President in saying that the EU's strict budget rules would be applied flexibly during the current exceptional circumstances.
The BBC's Alistair Sanford in Paris. President Bush says the financial rescue plan enacted by Congress will take some time to implement, so he said not all the benefits will be felt immediately. One that may, though, is the provision that will temporarily raise to $250,000, the amount the government will insure for individual bank depositors.
These steps should reassure Americans, especially small business owners, that their money is safe. And it should restore confidence in the health of our banking system.
Mr. Boyce speaking in his weekly radio address today. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is campaigning in Virginia today. It's a battleground state that has not gone to a Democratic presidential nominee since 1964. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
At a Waterfront Park rally in Newport News, Virginia, Obama opened up with an attack on Senator John McCain's health care policy. Continued on that track for more than 15 minutes.
That's right. John McCain wants to deregulate the insurance industry, just like he fought to deregulate the banking industry. And we've seen how well that worked out.
Obama's own plan requires employers to provide health care or pay 6% of their payroll in taxes, and it would ban insurers from cherry-picking healthier patients or screening out those with pre-existing conditions. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Newport News, Virginia.
Engineers at the Kennedy Space Center are getting ready to roll the space shuttle Atlantis back off its launch pad. Atlantis's mission to repair the Hubble Space Telescope has been postponed. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Technicians will spend the weekend disconnecting electrical cables between Atlantis and its launch pad. On Monday, crews will unload the replacement parts for Hubble that are latched in the shuttle's cargo bay. The list includes a new wide-field and planetary camera, as well as six batteries weighing 125 pounds each. Astronauts were planning to snap these new components onto Hubble, that is, until the telescope's primary data transmitter failed. NASA is delaying the flight until at least February so the shuttle crew can train to replace the broken unit with a new one. Once Atlantis has rolled off its launch pad, Shuttle Endeavour is next in line to go to orbit on a mission to the International Space Station. NASA is taking steps to start that flight 2 days early. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
This is NPR News. Poland's role in the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq has come to an end. Polish forces turned over control of an area south of Baghdad to American troops today. But even as the Polish troops head home from Iraq, Poland is sending more troops to Afghanistan. Two U.S. helicopters crashed into each other while landing at a base in Baghdad today. The crash killed one Iraqi soldier and injured two American troops and two Iraqis. Iraqi police say the incident occurred during clashes between gunmen and U.S.-backed Iraqi forces in northern Baghdad. A new report from the Transportation Department finds that nine of the nation's major airlines are relying much more heavily on outside maintenance contractors than they were 4 years ago. NPR's Jack Spear has details.
It's no secret that the airlines, partly in an effort to cut costs, have been outsourcing routine scheduled maintenance. But the Inspector General's report found the volume of outside work has increased dramatically. The airlines examined included Continental, Delta, United, JetBlue, and Southwest. Last year, they sent 71% of their heavy airframe maintenance checks to outside contractors, up from 34% in 2003. More than a quarter of that work was done by overseas contractors. At the same time, the report contends the Federal Aviation Administration has failed to closely monitor how the repairs are being carried out, relying on the airlines themselves to make sure they meet accepted safety standards. Not included in the list was the nation's largest domestic airline, American, which handles most of its maintenance in-house. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Longtime Democratic Congressman William Jefferson of Louisiana is seeing his political career on the line today. He's fighting bribery charges and competing with six other Democrats in a primary for his New Orleans-based seat. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.